Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting second, the center fielder, Danny Heap. Batting third, the first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Tucker Ashford. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting eighth, the catcher, Junior Ortiz. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Atlanta Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second, the shortstop, Jerry Royster. Batting third, the right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Dale Murphy. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bruce Benedict. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Pascual Perez. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Pascual Perez. And now, play ball. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Perez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Baylor. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. Washington steals second. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Tucker Ashford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashford hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard misplays the ball. That's an error on Hubbard. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard misplays the ball. That's an error on Hubbard. Oquendo moves to second. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heap. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard hits a line drive into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict hits a line drive into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Pascual Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ashford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ashford. Perez moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Perez moves to third. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 1 in the game. Royster hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Perez tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Mets. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver fires to first and picks off Washington. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Braves 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Strawberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Mets. Tucker Ashford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 1 in the game. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 1 in the game. Horner takes first base on ball 4. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Horner moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Chambliss strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Braves 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 2 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baylor moves to second. Ken Daly now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Heap moves to third. It's 5-1, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 2 for 2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Strawberry bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Tucker Ashford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0 for 1 in the game. Benedict hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Ken Daly. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tony Brizalera now pitching. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 2 in the game. Oquendo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oquendo moves to third. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaver strikes out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor bunts towards the mound. Brizolero fields it and throws to first for the out. Oquendo scores. Ortiz moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-1, Mets. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Royster hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Mets. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington moves to second. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Horner reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. Murphy goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Mets. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horner moves to third. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbard hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Strawberry chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Baylor. Baylor fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Baylor. Horner scores. Chambliss goes all the way around to score. Hubbard moves all the way to home. It's 7-6, Braves. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0-for-2 in the game. Benedict hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Johnson pinch hits for Tony Brizolera. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Butler moves to third. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Butler scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Braves. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Terry Forster now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Foster strikes out. 1 out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Strawberry hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tucker Ashford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ashford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to third. Dave Kingman pinch hits for Jose Oquendo. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Ashford moves to second. It's 8-7, Braves. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ortiz hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Mets 7. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing shortstop. Brian Giles now playing second base. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Horner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Horner reaches second base with a double. Murphy moves to third. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heap. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Murphy scores. Horner scores. It's 10-7, Braves. Doug Sisk now pitching. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hubbard hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0-for-3 in the game. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Baylor. Terry Forster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forster hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-4 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chambliss scores. Benedict moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-7, Braves. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Bradley pinch hits for Doug Sisk. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner juggles the ball. That's an error on Horner. Bradley moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster misplays the ball. That's an error on Royster. Mukie Wilson pinch hits for Danny Heap. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Royster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bradley moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Mets 7. The Braves will come to bat. Mukie Wilson now playing center field. Scott Holman now pitching. Mark Bradley now playing right field. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Horner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Bedrosian now pitching. Tucker Ashford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashford is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ashford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 11, and New York Mets, 7. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.